This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Dave Mack. A body matching the description of a Michigan pregnant missing woman, Rebecca K. Park, was discovered Tuesday, November 25th. And shortly after, her fiancé and younger sister are arrested. Rebecca, 22, has not been seen since just before midnight, November 3rd, and a massive search effort has been underway to locate her, with family members appearing on local news programs to spread the word. There was an added sense of urgency to the search efforts because Rebecca was 38 weeks pregnant at the time she went missing. Rebecca's phone has been found near her mother's house. Her body is found in Manistee National Forest, Michigan State Police say. Officials declined to say if the remains of a newborn are also discovered or if the victim was or had been pregnant. Park was due to give birth November 18. Among the very vocal family members asking for help locating Rebecca have been her fiancé, Richard Fowler, and her younger sister, Kimberly. Fowler suggests in an interview with WWTV, the day Rebecca vanishes, an unknown person picks her up from her mother's home and takes her away in a car. Shortly after the discovery of the body, Fowler, 43, is booked into custody at the Wexford County Jail around 7:30 p.m., according to custody records obtained by People. A few hours later, shortly after midnight on Wednesday, November 26th, Kimberly Park, 21, is also booked into the same jail. The reasons for the arrest have not been disclosed, and it is not clear whether they relate to Rebecca Park's case. There are no charges listed for either Fowler or Kimberly at this time. Wexford County Sheriff's Office declined to comment further pending an autopsy.
I'm Nicole Parton. Authorities allege that a Virginia assistant principal and his brother were recently overheard discussing plans to harm immigration officers, though their legal representatives dispute the validity of these claims. Federal investigations into John Wilson Bennett and Mark Booth Bennett began on November 17, following an off-duty police officer in Norfolk, Virginia, who reportedly heard them planning to, quote, kill police officers and ICE agents, according to a statement from the Department of Homeland Security. Allegedly, Mark Bennett also expressed intentions to meet with, quote, like-minded people in Las Vegas to purchase firearms, including ammunition designed for explosive impact, to execute their plans. On November 19, Mark Bennett was arrested at Norfolk International Airport, where he was preparing to travel to Las Vegas with a layover in Charlotte, North Carolina. His brother John, who serves as the assistant principal at Kempsville High School, was arrested the same day in Virginia Beach. It is alarming that someone, especially an educator, would consider plotting to kill and attack law enforcement officers and ICE agents discussing how to acquire high-caliber rifle capable of penetrating bulletproof vests, remarked Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin with DHS. Both brothers are facing charges of conspiracy to commit malicious wounding. It remains unclear whether they have entered a plea. Their defense team has contended that the conversations were hearsay and that both brothers do not pose a threat to the community, as reported by the Associated Press. Their attorneys also claim that Mark was traveling to Vegas to attend a Formula One race, not to acquire weapons. The brothers have been placed under house arrest until their pretrial.
I'm Drew Nelson. A Utah father sits in jail without bail after prosecutors charge him with child torture and abuse tied to a dangerous mountain hike that nearly killed his three children. Micah Smith was charged in Salt Lake County with three counts of child torture and three counts of aggravated child abuse, all first-degree felonies. He's being held without bail.
Search and rescue folks, for them, this hike was a hard hike. This is not an easy hike. This is a one that even as trained professionals, they suffered injury trying to respond to it.
District Attorney Sim Gill adds that as conditions worsened, the eight-year-old was taught CPR.
Try to save her brother, and to also to continue to go through that experience where she communicated fear and concern, and they were told to march on.
The case began October 11th, a hike in Big Cottonwood Canyon. Smith took his three children onto the Broad's Fork Trail.
the children ages 2, 4, and 8. Investigators said Smith did not check the weather. The indictment says the group climbed thousands of feet up the mountain. A storm moved in. Snow, hail, and rain. Family members reported them missing when they did not return. Search and rescue teams were sent into the canyon on October 12th. Crews later found Smith on the trail. Rescuers said he was acting oddly. They said he told them one of his children had died. The two younger children had fallen and suffered head trauma. One had stopped breathing. When rescuers reached the children, they were beside a boulder with a few sticks stacked to block the wind. The children were not wearing much clothing. The two-year-old was under the four-year-old. The four-year-old was unconscious and appeared lifeless. First responders could not detect a pulse. Crews performed about 20 minutes of CPR, rushing him to the hospital. Doctors recorded his body temperature at 62.6 degrees. He later suffered a stroke. Part of his skull had to be removed, and a drain was surgically inserted. The four-year-old remains hospitalized. The eight-year-old told investigators clouds moved in fast. She said the storm worsened throughout the night. Video from Smith's phone captured one child asking, quote, "Are we going to freeze to death?" Investigators also reviewed messages Smith exchanged with his wife. She urged him to get the children down before dark. At one point, she texted him the words, "child endangerment." Smith still continued upward. Charging documents state Smith later admitted he did not check trail or weather reports. He said the family tried to hike down around 6 p.m., but only made it about 600 feet before stopping to shelter beneath the rock. Prosecutors also revealed prior police contact with him. About 1 month before the hike, Smith expressed suicidal thoughts to an officer and said he wanted to climb a mountain. Officers found two guns and an axe in his vehicle. Smith denied he planned to hurt himself. On November 10th, weeks after the rescue, Smith was thrown out of the hospital.
The defendant was trespassed from Primary Children's Hospital for interfering with one of his child's care and tampering with that equipment.
Referring to the four-year-old boy. After that incident, he was arrested for domestic violence. Details of that case have not been made public. D.A. Gill says the children are now receiving proper medical care. Child Protective Services is involved. The investigation remains active as Smith awaits further court proceedings in Salt Lake County.
The Celeste Rivas Hernandez case has taken another turn, forcing police to finally provide some new information to a case that has been creating headlines for months, with LAPD remaining mostly silent. The story began when the body of missing teen Celeste Rivas Hernandez was found decomposing in the frunk of an abandoned Tesla registered to singer D4VD David, real name David Anthony Burke, in September. Since the discovery of the body, the LAPD has remained relatively silent, while leaks from the investigation appear regularly on TMZ.com and local news outlets. Recent reports from an anonymous source tied closely to the investigation claims the body was frozen and decapitated. Found that leaked information causes LAPD Captain and Commanding Officer of Robbery Homicide Division Scott Williams to provide an update, saying Celeste's body was not frozen and she was not decapitated, going so far as to say, quote, "The whole frozen thing doesn't make sense. Her body was in the car for weeks," unquote. While the LAPD remains tight-lipped about the case, what is known is that the timeline regarding the Tesla containing the body of Celeste was last moved on July 29th. The vehicle was tagged by police and later towed to impound on September 5th. On September 8th, police are called to the impound lot due to a horrible smell coming from the Tesla, and the remains of Celeste are found. Celeste's remains are discovered one day after her 15th birthday, leading some news outlets to identify her as being 15 years old. Captain Williams corrects this by saying she was only 14 when she died. Celeste Rivas Hernandez was reported missing by her parents in Lake Elsinore, California, on April 5, 2024, when she was just 13. Even though there's clear video evidence showing Celeste at her parents' home in September of 2024, the status of her case was not changed, and she was still considered a missing person when her remains were found. The autopsy report for Celeste was listed as deferred while awaiting toxicology and additional tests. But now, LAPD Detective Joshua Byers refers to the case as an ongoing investigation of murder, and releasing the medical examiner's findings could endanger the lives of witnesses and or compromise the investigation. Byers says making the documents public will reveal or tend to reveal the ongoing investigation and the integrity of the investigation, as well as the identity of witnesses and or informants who are cooperating with law enforcement and the content of the information they have provided, which could endanger the lives of witnesses and or compromise the investigation. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Craig Richmond ordered that all documents related to the court order be sealed until further order of this court or a competent court having jurisdiction over the matter. David Anthony Burke has been identified as a suspect in Celeste's death. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Dave Mack.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.